This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred Padma Awards on several eminent personalities during a civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. They were awarded for their exceptional and distinguished services. President Murmu conferred Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu in the field of public affairs, Bharatanatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramanyam in the field of art, and Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously in the field of social work. The President also conferred Padma Bhushan on actor Mithun Chakraborty for his dynamic performances and powerful portrayals in Bengali and Hindi cinema, and famous singer Usha Uthup in the field of art. Veteran tennis player Rohan Bopanna received the Padma Shri for his contribution in the field of sports. Renowned wood carving craftsperson Ghulam Nabi Dar from Jammu and Kashmir, tribal farmer from Assam Sarbeshwar Basumatari, surgeon Dr. Prema Dhanrajan and Ayurveda Dr. Manohar Krishna Dole, among others, received the Padma Shri during the ceremony. Withdrawal of candidature for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls ended today. A total of 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of next month. All 26 parliamentary seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh will go to poll in this phase. Besides, 8 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 7 seats of Chhattisgarh, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, and one seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. Election campaigning has intensified in Uttar Pradesh, where top leaders of all political parties are holding rallies, roadshows and door-to-door campaign. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today attacked the opposition alliance, alleging that they are involved in nepotism and doing politics of appeasement. While addressing an election rally in Aligarh, Mr. Modi said it is high time to eliminate poverty, root out corruption and nepotism in the country. In Aligarh Lok Sabha constituency, the BJP has given ticket to its sitting MP Satish Gautam. Samajwadi Party has fielded Chaudhry Bijendra Singh, while Hitendra Kumar is trying his political fate from the Bahujan Samaj Party. Aligarh Lok Sabha seat, along with 7 others in UP, will go to poll on Friday in the second phase of ongoing Lok Sabha elections. On the other hand, many opposition leaders are also busy in campaigning. BSP Supremo Mayawati attacked the BJP in a political rally in Bulandshahr today. She alleged that the BJP is a party which only does lip service, believes in jumlebazi, and there is no actual work on the ground. Congress in charge of Uttar Pradesh, Avinash Pandey, along with other party functionaries, held meetings of party workers and conducted door-to-door campaign in Mathura and Fatehpur Sikri. The election campaign has gained momentum in Karnataka in 14 seats going to polls on April the 26th. Many star campaigners from Congress and BJP are campaigning in the state. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge campaigned in the constituencies around Bengaluru today. Addressing a public rally in Channapatna today in Bengaluru rural Lok Sabha constituency, he said Congress manifesto does not appease Muslims but wants the welfare of all communities. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today visited the world's highest battlefield, Siachen, to carry out a first-hand assessment of the security situation. He interacted with the soldiers deployed in the extreme weather and tough terrain conditions. Addressing the soldiers, Mr. Singh lauded their contribution to protecting the motherland with valour and determination in extreme conditions. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 180, Rajasthan Royals were 61 for no loss in 6 overs against Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur a short while ago. Earlier opting to bat first, Mumbai Indians scored 179 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs, so Mumbai Tilak Verma scored the highest, 65 runs in 45 balls, while Sandeep Sharma took 5 wickets for Rajasthan. Tomorrow, Chennai Super Kings will take on Lucknow Super Giants at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.